up in northern Utah, so he asked me to fill in for him today. So we're going to be continuing on with the his series, The Time Management for Painfully Pooped Out People. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, just thank you for this day. Thank you that we can gather together in your name. I just thank you for this body of believers, Lord. Just thank you for this holiday season. Just what a wonderful time for fellowship and getting together, Lord, and realizing the true reason for the season, Lord, and that's you. Let us take these principles today and apply them, Lord. We just pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
So let's start with a little review. Keep going. Sorry, it's a little hard to see. So strategy one was prioritize. Time manager principle number one was ponder the brevity of life. Number two, prioritize the relationship of Jesus. So you should always be putting Jesus first. Strategy number two was plan. Proactively schedule biblical priorities. So we should always be in the Word of God every day. Plan your ideal day. Strategy number three was protect, say no to time wasters, and say no to good things. Does anyone remember what the number six, say no to good things, what that kind of was?
Chick-fil-A.
No.
Fattening food, maybe.
Fattening food?
Probably doing too much.
Yeah.
Not being able to say no when people ask for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Will you do this for me, or will you do that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Good. Next slide.
Okay.
So number seven, maximize non-productive windows of time. Key management thought must be intentional. We must be intentional and proactive about maximizing all of our time wisely. So not just some of it, all of it. Keep going. So in Ephesians, yeah, sorry it's a little hard to read, but so in Ephesians 5, 15 and 16, we read, live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the most, the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity. So we should always be thinking of how can we make the most of our time.
Ah, yeah.
That's better. You can keep going. And then Brian Tracy said, what is the most valuable use of our time right now? This is a key question in time and personal management. You should be asking this question to yourself every hour, every day. Am I maximizing my time wisely? You can just keep going. Here was some very interesting facts and figures. So this is why we need to maximize our non-productive windows of time. So as you can see, because over the average lifetime, the average American will spend, and this is kind of staggering, but what's that top one?
$80.
Television. We spend over 80,000 hours watching television. Almost 44 hours waiting in line. Almost 38,000 hours of driving, which is probably triple if you live in L.A. 32 hours of eating.
What about sleeping?
38,000 hours of surfing the web. And the last one, finally, is 8,700 hours searching through desk clutter looking for misplaced items. So, yeah. So we spend a lot of time doing kind of maybe frivolous things or, you know, so again, going back to the question, are we doing the most with the time that we're given, the time that we have? Here's some possibilities for maximizing the time. We can toss junk immediately. How many times do we hang on to stuff that we may not need?
Or we can down the road, always.
Yeah, exactly. How many times do we hang on to stuff and we think we're going to need it and we don't, and it just takes up space, it takes up our time. We spend time moving from one place to another. So again, is that time that could be spent in
the problem
word?
Problem is that as soon as you toss it, that's when you're
eating. Yeah.
That's always the way it goes.
Read prayer requests or scriptures on your phone while waiting in line. That's a good one. Refuse to participate in meetings unless the purpose is clearly stated before the meeting. Listen to sermons or audiobooks while driving. I know personally I try and do that. You know, my fiance lives down in California, so I spend quite a bit of time driving. So that's something that I personally try and do is just throw in an audiobook or you know, listen to John MacArthur, some kind of sermon on the way. It's just, it's such a great opportunity. You're not doing anything else. You can just, you know, kind of focus on that and drive it. So. Here's an important one. Plan quiet and reflective times in your schedule. I know a lot of times we get really busy and we kind of forget to take a breath and relax a little bit. So, travel with a friend. Serve those in need, including widows and orphans. Volunteer at public schools or library. And that can be kind of any activities. Or, you know, I know a lot of us volunteer here at the church, but are we doing anything else in our community? Is there anything, is there any other things? If you can go back.
I guess you could pray while you're having your hair done.
You could do that. Any other, does anybody else have any personal things that they do to maximize their time?
For me, having a list when I go to the store of this is what I'm going to get helps a lot, because otherwise I end up wandering around at least for an hour, and I kind of have a pack rat mentality, like I can use this later, maybe, 3 years later, maybe, but having that list of, okay, when I step into the store, this is what I'm gonna look for, and I'm not going to end up wandering around for an hour like, well, maybe I can get this too, and this, and this. And so on and so forth, you know.
Especially if you're food shopping and you're hungry.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Food shop when you're hungry.
Any other kind of yes?
We do our walk first thing in the morning for an hour, so I spend that time with the Lord saying my prayers with a walk with my eyes open. I do handiwork, so when I'm doing that, often it's like cancer hats or things like that, so I pray while I'm doing that for the first thing that I'm making it for.
Okay, good. And we can always be praying pretty much in anything other than
yes.
Just saying, you don't have to close your eyes, you can always say a quick prayer to yourself. Or your
well, no, it's when you're doing stuff, you're kind of talking to God. Is that the same as a prayer?
Yes.
Sure.
I mean, you just like, good morning, God, thanks for today. It's not like you're getting down and praying. But
that's your personal relationship. That's
okay.
What you get to do.
Speaking of lists, just having the to-do list written out, because then you can prioritize things. And for me, it's being able to cross things off, because it gives you a sense of accomplishment that, hey, I'm actually getting things done.
We had a friend who used to drive trucks from St. George to the States, and he used to talk about how that specific time he prayed for a specific person, and that was his just designated time for that person every single time he made that drive. He would get to the spot in the gorge, and he knew that was his time from then on to pray for this young lady, and I just loved that always, and have adopted that to me. I think as mom life, I know everybody's busy. Mom life is a little chaotic sometimes, and it's not always like a time to sit down for an hour in prayer, but having those things where you have a reminder that this is something that happens to me every time, every time that happens to me, I'm praying for this child of mine.
Just keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
But just being specific about having your reminder so that even at the 5 minute, you know, moment, you have a constant 5 minutes, even throughout your busy day. I think it's a neat also way to, we talk about praying without ceasing. When you do it throughout the day like that, it's a constant continual conversation with the Lord too.
Yeah, definitely. Basically, using your routines that we do, you know, we all have our routines that we do in our daily life. Are you using, kind of maximizing that time? Is that going on a walk or driving to the store? You know, any number of things that it's just kind of routine that you may not think hey, can I squeeze in a prayer? Could I be thinking about this somebody? So just a lot of different ways we could, you know, be maximizing our time. So take action. Is there any place in your life right now where you can maximize a window of time in some way without causing stress to yourself and those around you? That's important. Where and when are those times? Specifically, what do you need to be prepared to maximize these windows of time? So we already kind of touched on them. So how can you maximize those kind of little nuggets of time? So it's very important to understand the season in your life. Obviously, all of us are in different seasons of our life. Some of us are retired. Some of us are still working. Others have kids out of the household, kids in the household. Some of us are about to start a family pretty soon. key management thoughts. We must intentionally and proactively invest our time strategically according to the season of life we are currently in. So Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." Jesus said, "Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest." What is Jesus saying here?
Time is now.
Exactly, yeah. So there's no time like the present, right? And Jesus said, "It is finished." So even Jesus knew that there's seasons of life that we go through. And so it's important to recognize that and use our time accordingly. Some other times in our life, we're going to be able to use time. We're going to have more time. If we're retired, we're going to be able to have more time to fellowship with believers, to pray, to get involved in the church. So it's just important to know it's seasons of life. So what are some seasons of life? What are the time implications for your current season of life? So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being poor, 10 being excellent, to what degree are you making the most of your present season of life? What specific changes would you have to make to bump up a number or two? So again, is there anything that you're currently doing in your life that you could maximize that time and bump that up on and get it more towards the excellent? And again, what specific ways might you need to adjust your time, your use of time when you come into your next season of life? Okay, so what time management lessons do you see in this picture? It's a level, yes. So life is not about balance. Think about it. Why is life not about balance?
Sometimes we have to balance.
Just higher priorities.
Yeah, there's things.
Okay.
Well, in life, it's a roller coaster.
Family, well, God first. Family. Okay.
I still don't know what that is.
That's a level you put on.
A what?
Where?
It's a level. So that's it's got the fluid in there. It's a little bubble. So you put it on there to make sure, like a desk or a shelf or something, level.
No, I don't see it.
Just trust me on it then.
It looks like cowboy and that's fake.
No, it looks like cowboy's head. Why
is life not about balance?
Because things have higher priorities than others. All the things you have in life are perfectly balanced.
Okay.
We have time that we have to spend with the Lord. We have time that we have to spend with family. Time to spend with, you know, at work.
I think he's got a different kind of balance.
They have different priorities. If you try to give everything a balance and the same priority, nothing would get done right.
Yeah. And when in our lives does this ever kind of look like, when do our lives look perfectly level like this?
Never.
Really never. Yes.
Well, and life's a roller coaster. Things come up and they're constantly changing, so you've got to be able to adjust
and sometimes adjust quickly and still find that time to spend with the Lord.
I never promised you a rose garden.
I think you could call life almost balanced if you put God first.
True. That's a way of looking at it, but life is not balanced because we're supposed to be putting God first. So it should be swaying heavily to the one, to the one side. So
you can plan your day, and it just never comes out.
Yeah, it's never going to look level. Yeah, absolutely. So what is this?
That's unfair.
Yeah, I know who it is.
I don't know what he's doing, but
he's saying, the heck with it. I'm just going to take a break.
He equals MC1.
So what time management lesson do you see here?
He didn't make it.
Take time to be silly.
Okay. Take time to enjoy life.
Don't try to figure out the time of the universe.
He may just be stressed out.
Yeah.
Well, he was the smarty pants in school, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was a less than good student.
Even Albert Einstein liked to have fun?
Yeah. is that a real picture?
Yes.
Yes.
No,
somebody did draw it.
Computer generated.
Next slide. Keep going.
That's good.
I can go to the next one. So here's a couple or a family you might recognize. So if we learn to manage our time well, you could save 2 hours every day. That adds up to 10 extra hours in a 5-day work week. That's 40 extra hours each month. In other words, every month you get an extra week. That adds up to 12 extra weeks per year. That's 3 extra months of time per year. Isn't that crazy? Just by 2 hours a day. Why am I saving 2 hours a day? If you free up some time, make time for someone or something else. So the big question is, what would you do with that extra time? So if you had more, so you can sit down right now and you can think about, what would I do with 2 extra hours in the day?
Take you 2 hours to figure it out. Gotcha.
And hopefully you wouldn't use it to do more work. That's Parkinson's law. So, work is important and has its place, but perhaps you should learn to play a little too. So that's kind of going back to the Albert Einstein. So
balance.
It's important to work hard, but it's also you got to know why you're working. It's also to enjoy life. I know one saying I always do is I work to live, not live to work. That means to just basically meaning I'm not saying don't work hard, but there has to be a reason why you're working. I know people who are just workaholics, and that's all they do. They got money, and they're frugal, let's say. And you kind of go, what are you doing it all for? You're working hard. You're working 12 plus hours a day. You have money. What are you doing with it? It just seems like they always want more. They just want to keep working. It's never enough. So that's why I think it's truly important to realize why we're working. It's for this.
Careful what you say, your bosses.
I've never met anybody at the end of their life who wish they had worked more or and made more money too. So Ecclesiastes 3:1 says there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. So again, just a time and place for everything. So this was kind of a quick lesson today, so it wasn't a lot to it. So just to review, so maximize non-productive windows of time, understand your seasons of life. That's truly important. Just understand where you're personally at in your own life. And some reflections is, what did God say to you about protecting your schedule? What are you going to do about it, and who will you share it with, and when? So what are you guys going to do to maximize your time? Like I said, there's little nuggets of time that kind of can get wasted, I guess you could say. So is there anything you could do to better maximize that time? So I think there's one more. Any thoughts, comments?
The sharing part, I think you should, you know, every person you meet, you should figure out a way to befriend them to get into their mind. You can't go up to a stranger and share the Lord effectively. You've got to build a relationship first, so they'll listen to you and respect what you're saying.
Yeah. So you maybe take the extra time that you have and go, you know, befriend that person, spend extra time with that person, and get them witness to them. Any other thoughts, comments, or questions?
Some maximum your time. Be quiet and listen, because very seldom do we sit quiet and wait for the Lord to talk to us.
Okay.
If you can get him to.
Anybody else? All right, let's close with prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for these principles that you've given us, Lord. My prayer is just we can use the time that you've given us and just maximize it and use it ultimately for your honor and glory, Lord. Just let us not waste the time that you've given us, Lord. Just use it to build your kingdom, fellowship with one another, witness. I pray that we just take these principles with us, let it sink in, let it be on our hearts the rest of the week, and just in general, Lord. I just ask you to dismiss us now with your blessing, Lord. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.